But so we continue today in Siman Pei Hei. The Shulchan Aruch writes, this is at the end of Sif Beis on page 232. V'im nizdamin lo sham lahafresh midavara asr mafresh. Remember, so as much as we spoke about that yesterday, that one is not permitted to go ahead and speak Torah. Or for that matter, again, even use certain Hebrew words that are descriptive of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMerchatz, if you see that someone is about to commit an Avera, one is permitted to distance that person from committing an Avera, va'afilu b'lashon HaKodesh, u'b'inyone Kodesh. And this is true, even again, one is even permitted to speak Hebrew, lashon HaKodesh, in order to prevent someone else from sinning, u'b'inyone Kodesh. B'inyone Kodesh, the Mishnah Berurah explains, means that even if you have to go ahead and tell them in the lashon, in the wording of a psak halacha, even if I have to word it as a way that I'm telling you a dvar halacha in the midst of the bathhouse, one is permitted to go ahead and do that in order to distance someone else from actively sinning. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on here. He says in Yud Gimel, "Lahafresh midvar iser vuadin im inichnas balibo hiru horavira muta laharher sham bedivrei Torah." This is very interesting. That if for some reason I'm getting overwhelmed by an avera or the urge to commit an avera, I could begin to think about words of Torah in order to go ahead and save myself from any type of sinful thoughts. The Rama comments on the next page, Haga, ubimakum shemutu laharher bedivrei Torah, mutar lifsok din, ubibach lo yomar tamo davar, and in any place where one is permitted to go ahead and think about Torah, so one is also permitted to paskin halacha. One is permitted to paskin halacha as long as one does not go ahead and get into the reasoning behind something. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Umakom shemutar kigon bebayis emtzoi shal merchatz ukeniskar la'el, o kigon shuba atzmo inu naki lagamrei, kmo shenaga biyada b'makom hamechusim, de'im yadav o sha'ar makomos miguf mitunafos, mam shafilu hir her aser." So remember, again, he means, like, let's say, in the middle room of the Beis HaMerchatz. So the middle room of the Beis HaMerchatz, which is a room where some are clothed, some are not clothed, so one can speak Torah, but one can think about the Torah in that particular room. So the Mishnah Shum V'Rama paskins that one could also articulate halacha, but one should not say, one should not get into the reasoning behind the halacha. Rather, just state what it is that needs to be stated. Simen Pei Vav. Mayim Suruchim. So Mayim Suruchim, putrid waters. Omei Mishra. So Omei Mishra is flax water. Shesharin Boin Pishton O Cannabis. So that, again, you have flax or some other foul plant that is soaked in there. Tzorach laharchik me'en kimomen atzoa. So these items, this type of water is treated just like feces, and therefore one must distance themselves. So remember, again, if it's in back of me, I have to distance myself dalet amos from where the smell ends, and if it's in front of me, it has to be out of the line of sight. So the Mishnah Berurah comments over here. He says, in Sif Kot Aleph, Mayim Suruchim, Alkin osa mikvao shemein suruchim imos hakayitz, lomi boi d'as levarich besochan, afilu archalki kitzoa bo'inon. So the Mishnah Berurah therefore says those mikvos whose waters are putrid in the summer where there's heat, so excuse me, not only is one not permitted to go ahead and make a bracha while standing in the mikvah, but one would in fact have to go ahead and distance themselves from the mikvah before reciting a bracha. But this is only if it smells so bad that a regular astam person would suffer as a result of the negative smell. There's another interesting halacha. Let's say you have a field that is next to a shul and the field is fertilized or uses some of this putrid water. So the halacha is that even if the balagina, even if the garden was there first, the garden must distance itself from the shul. Ome mishra siv cotton bays shemasriach fachoshki mishra shal kolpsin shemechabsim bigdei ketanim sheish bo and soa. So again, this name mishra, this flax water stinks. It has a very putrid smell. So too, he says, laundry water also has a putrid smell. Anything one has to distance themselves from it before starting shema or tefila. Kimo siv cotton gimel rotz lomar. So the other rabbi adds in over here, you could even have in wine cellars that sometimes, again, there's like a moldy type of smell. So the Mishnah Berurah says that in this type of situation, one should go in and distance themselves as well. hilchos tefila chotes mashma de mutter v'rakidloy chacham hayunis harnmaze be'isat tefila v'ayin b'ayim sham ulefela shalhi iru baze. It's actually quite interesting. So others explain that one, in fact, should distance themselves from. So some, not everybody was machmir with the musty or moldy type of smelly wine cellars. Others were. What's interesting, what seems to really be at play over here in the halacha, is the din of a foul and putrid smell just the din really in human waste, in soa meiraglayim, or is it a general halacha in terms of any kind of putrid smell? So interestingly enough, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch is adding in over here mei seruchim, this putrid water, the flax water, the laundry water, that one has to distance themselves from the foul smell just like feces, seems to open the door, at least according to the Prima Gadim and others who explain, Eliyahu Rabba, who explain that it's not just related to anything to do with waste, but rather it's any type of foul smell by definition creates a situation where one must distance themselves. Again, remember, if the foul-smelling item is behind me, I must distance myself at least Dalet Amos from the place where the smell ends, and if it's in front of me, I have to go ahead and halacha lemaisa remove it out of my line of vision, that I can't see it at all. All right, so we will stop over here. Mir Tzachem will pick up with Pei Zayin tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.